B-Pod Studios.
Time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Oh my. Give it to me, Andrew. What a night. The rivalry is back.
Are you kidding me?
And the Sixers showed they could beat this team. Thanks to Jimmy! Jason Martinez, Jimmy Butler is the key to the whole thing.
Jimmy's world, we're just living in it, brother.
Now listen, you can give me all you want about three quarters, all when it's killer time. He's killer elite. And, we got the big man being as dominant a force as we've ever seen. I mean, seriously, you string together the Milwaukee game and the Boston game, and like we're in this like uncharted territory. We're in Shaq, Olajuwon territory. When do you see a big
30
man?
And a half, 18 and a half boards, averaging the two games.
I mean, seriously, he hit 21 to 22 free throws last night.
It's insane.
21 to 22 free throws. He's the most dominant force since Shaq.
Yeah. 22 rebounds last night.
And he just gobbles up the boards. He's amazing. He's unbelievable, Joel Embiid. But Joel Embiid needs a killer partner.
Hey, it's funny though. Hold on real quick before you move off Embiid. Jason Tatum's jock still in the third row.
How about that?
Embiid handling the ball the way he does.
Move. No.
And he only turned the ball over three times. That's ridiculous.
They played They played a good floor game last night.
Yeah, they did.
They did not turn the ball over. They played a really good floor game. Defensively is another story. But look, they were able to come back from that early deficit. They were able to win that game. They played sensational. They were sensational in that game.
Jimmy in that fourth quarter, and you knew on that where he did the big wave rider. He looked like Derek Ho at Pipeline Masters in Hawaii. And you knew he wasn't giving up. They isolated him on the right side, and you knew he was not giving up that ball.
Well, no. I mean, let's hear what they did correctly. This is why he's so important. This is why, on this show, we've talked about Jimmy Butler, how important it is to get him to be a focal piece. I kept wondering, why does he look like a ghost? Why does he look like his former self? Well, you saw it Sunday, Milwaukee. You actually saw it Tuesday night, too. And then you see it last night. They need him to run the offense in a half-court set. When you have playoff type of atmosphere games where the game becomes half-court, you need to run the offense through Jimmy.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy could do so many things, including hit a three, drive to the basket, create, give you a great pass. He's got to be the guy that you run the offense through in a half-court.
Well, the thing that I like the most that I've seen out of these last three games, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, is that the willingness, or not really the willingness, the demand of the game going into his hands.
Yes.
Because these other guys are young. Ben Simmons is young, obviously. So is Joel Embiid. Not that he doesn't ever want the ball. But still, Jimmy Butler wants the ball in those spots. Demanding the ball in those spots. Getting the ball in those spots and delivering. So when you have that factor in, you have your closer. Now they're a totally different team. That was a massively symbolic win last night. Not because of what it did in the standings, but for the demons that it exorcised.
Yeah, I agree.
You seem a little reticent to totally agree.
I agree with you. I think they should have won. They're a better team than Boston.
But yeah, they've been a better team and haven't won before.
Listen, they weren't ready to win last year.
Yeah.
I think right now they're a better team than Boston.
Mm-hmm.
With this group, with this starting five, look, this starting five is the second best starting five in the NBA.
Yeah.
It is. It's a great starting five. You talk about bench or whatever you want, but the starting five is the second best in the NBA.
Yeah.
All right? They are a better team than the Celtics. They should win. And I'm expecting them to win a series. I expected them to win last night.
Yeah.
I told you the other day that I expected them to win because they're a better team.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, and we talked about this, too, Ed, for a while. We kept saying, Brett's got to get those five together and start figuring how to use them. And those guys also, it's like the development of a sitcom. You got to figure out your character, the depth of your character, where your strong points are.
But yeah, I got to tell you, I got to be real with you. I don't think it's rocket science. I don't think it's that deep.
No.
The minute you get Tobias Harris, you know what you're doing. You can see the roles. You see the players.
Yeah, the players got to develop into that and get comfortable. Their spots on the floor, okay. Situations in games.
I agree that in the NBA, in basketball, the sport itself, you need to play with one another.
Yeah.
But that said, Brett, it shouldn't take this long to figure out who's who and who does what. It shouldn't take this long to figure out that at the end of games, in half court, that Jimmy Butler's the guy to run the offense.
Well, they didn't play a lot together prior because Embiid missed the 8 games after the break.
I understand that. But my point to you is I'm not at all surprised that they were able to win last night because of their talent. Talent is immense.
I would tell you that after the first half, I was surprised that they were able to win last night because the first half, it looked like the same old, same old.
I'm telling you.
There's the Achilles heel.
It's the system they play.
Mm-hmm.
It's the system they play.
It drives me nuts, this freaking Al Horford.
It's the system they play. I don't care what Brett says. Listen, it's the system they play a flawed system. They're a talented team. They shouldn't be this bad defensively.
Yeah.
That said, they had what a wonderful comeback.
Oh.
I love what Brett did offensively, getting the ball to Jimmy. Look at the ball movement, and then Ben got a. I love what I saw from Ben at the end of the game where it was a key moment and he had a key drive and he finished on the free throw line. He hit the free throw for the 3-point play.
Yeah.
So that was key. You know, Embiid's dominant. Tobias was terrific. The ball movement between Jimmy and Tobias was unbelievable.
All the spacing.
It's the Celtics. Jace, like that's beautiful.
Well, you had more. It was everything you just had, and you have the incident that happens with Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
On the screen. And then he jacks up Embiid from behind, and Embiid got up. And that ref wanted no part of Embiid, by the way. He's like, oh, my God, you can't expect me to stop this guy from killing him.
No.
And then you have that whole thing, and Smart's going off taunting the crowd as he gets the boot. It is Celtics-Sixers rivalry. And where, as I said, it doesn't look like they'll probably play them in the playoffs, and maybe that's still a tougher matchup, even though they're not as talented as some teams. I want the Celtics in the playoffs. I want 7 games of that.
Listen, that would be incredible theater.
Epic.
It's like I would love to see Milwaukee. We saw Sunday.
Yeah.
But it'll be like that with Toronto.
Yeah.
These four teams, I said it a million times, these four teams are going to provide you with immense entertainment.
Oh, my God. Last night was like a knockdown, drag out.
It's heavyweight fight.
Yeah.
The building. Look, this building is so much fun.
Incredible.
It reminds me back in with AI and during that great run at 01 with the fans.
Crunchy's climbing water towers.
It was awesome. The bridge. Clint Walton Bridge. Him and Ace climbing the bridge.
It was incredible.
That was tremendous. Jason, absolutely tremendous. Last night, I loved it. I loved every second of it. I'm sitting there on the covers watching that game and just going, this is heaven. Yeah. Sunday and last night were the greatest.
Well, yeah, and you were here yesterday, but they go into Charlotte without Embiid and they come out with a 118-114 win. And they do it behind JJ and Jimmy and they get the win there. And you look at that game, that's not the most important game they have. But so in the last 4 days, Anthony, here's what they've done. They took down the number one team record-wise in the NBA on the road. That team, Milwaukee, 27-5. They went into Milwaukee against Giannis, and they got the win in Milwaukee. Very difficult to do. They win 130-125. Without Embiid Tuesday night, they win that game 118-114. Back-to-back, where Boston did not play a back-to-back going into last night's game. They were here waiting for the Sixers because they played Monday, and then the Sixers slayed that dragon last night. If you don't feel good about what's coming up for the remainder of this regular season and in the playoffs, I can't help you.
No.
Because I'm so excited.
I think, you know, everybody sees it. There's nothing better than that building gets electric like that.
Oh.
I mean, it's It's awesome. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome time.
Yeah. And I saw Jimmy ring the bell in the locker room after the game.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was cool.
I love that little bell.
How about Jimmy, like that freeze was one of the great highlights. That goes down with the AI step over.
It's very
over Tyronn Lue.
Yeah, well, that one was in the finals, obviously, the Tyronn Lue one in game one. But the freeze and the way look and the intensity on Jimmy's face.
It was
I loved it.
I gotta tell you, you know, I've said a million times, I love Jimmy Butler. Yeah. He's your kind of guy. I love his attitude. I love his game. He's exactly what we needed. When they got him, I thought that. I was wondering why he turned into a zombie. But whatever it is, he's back, man.
Yeah.
He's here.
That's the guy you wanted. The guy you saw in Milwaukee, the guy you saw last night.
Right. That's why I want this five back. I think this five, you know, certainly the core four is a great core four. And JJ, bless him. Man, you know, he plays tough. He plays hard.
Yeah. Well, I almost like the fact that Jimmy Butler said after the game that I had no legs for three quarters.
Yeah.
And you can see he didn't.
No.
But what did he do? He summons the legs and said, this is going to be incumbent upon
me. That's what they do, man.
If that's what great players do. It doesn't matter how tired you are.
Exactly.
You got to go to that extra tank. And he went to it last night, and he freaking got it done.
Nah,
it was awesome.
Man, it's awesome. I can't wait to talk to people about it.
Yeah, 6-1. What does it mean,
And by the way, happy hoop holidays.
Oh, it's one of the biggest days in sports today.
It all starts today.
Yeah. Tournament time is here. Here's the phone number, 610-632-0975. I see John in the Northeast wants to talk about Embiid's block at the end of the game. That was outrageous on Kyrie.
God. It was tremendous. Well, he's just such a ridiculous force. I can't wait to talk about him enough.
610-632-0975. Midday show. That's Anthony back in the saddle. Jason Martinez, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, join me tonight from 6 to 7 as I broadcast live from the Sportsbook Parks Casino Street Road in Bensalem. Bet with the best, the sports book at Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Listen, the tournament is underway soon. We got a couple hours. In fact, a buddy of mine texted me, he goes, Merry Christmas. Because this is what we live for. Wall-to-wall basketball. You're thinking about what to do. It's a rainy day. I got the idea. You go to Parks Casino. You nestle in the sports book. They got TVs everywhere. Spend all day there. You got the tellers and the kiosks right there. If you want to take a break and go watch the game somewhere else, you go to Chickies and Pete's right there in the Parks Casino. Or you're in South Philly. You can go to the South Philly Racing Sportsbook, which is the Turf Club on Packer Avenue in the shadows of the stadiums. You can go there and watch the games. You can go to the Valley Forge Race and Sportsbook, which is right there near Oaks off of 422, formerly the Turf Club. You can go there, bet the games, and watch the games. Hang out all weekend long. You're into the tournament. There's one place. You got to go to Parks Casino or the Race and Sportsbook in South Philly or in the Valley Forge. The tickets are redeemable at all three locations. It's just a lot of fun. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook, Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Jimmy with the dribble. Jimmy loses it. He almost fell out of bounds. He shoots it. It's good. He made it with under 5 seconds to go. Jimmy Butler has come up huge.
Yeah! Vegas, baby. Vegas!
What a night. What a night. Oh, what an incredible, incredible night at the Wells Fargo Center. The chills that the people must have had during that game. The theater. Marcus Smart getting ejected. Joe's the best. he is, like, you had the top five Tuesday of guys that we hate, that we would want on our team. Well, everybody in the NBA hates Joe.
They would
kill to have him on their team.
Yeah, Anthony, he is so much fun to watch. How about last night? Him off the dribble last night was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He went to the reserve tanks last night, too.
Yeah.
How about this line on Embiid last night? Let me just give this to you and people. 41 minutes. Now, he didn't play in the back-to-back, and Brett talked about that after. You know, I know he didn't play, so we could go a little deeper with him. 8 of 17 from the field, 1 of 3 from three-point. Perfect amount of three-point shots, by the way. 20 of 21 from the line. I think he missed his first free throw, too, of the game, and made 20 straight.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's over 7 feet, and he's making free throws like that.
Yeah, but
he's
taught. I think he can touch.
Beautiful.
Is absurd. Like, we marvel at it all the time, but how do you not marvel at it?
All right. 6 offensive rebounds, 16 defensive rebounds for 22. 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and it was an enormous block. 3 turnovers, plus 12, 37 points for Big Joe.
Yeah, man.
Boys, I mean, 37 and 22 in a game that meant so much. Because you know what it's like. When you have the biggest games, your best players have to lead the way.
Yeah, I mean, look, and so Joe goes 20-21. As a team, Sixers shot 39 for 43 from the line. See, that's such a good sign that you go to the line that much, that you create that much. See, that's why that 5 is so deadly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though Jay didn't shoot great, you know, he was 4 for 14 and
his leg looked dead.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, like, he second half, he got played better.
Yep.
And, you know, that's such a key. You look at Tobias in the fourth quarter, you know, how much better he played. And you look at the ball movement in the fourth quarter. That's where I'll give Brett a lot of credit. The ball movement was really some of the best I've seen in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, to your point, too, and you saw JJ struggled. Tobias struggled for much of the game until the fourth quarter. Obviously, Jimmy, and he mentioned he didn't have his legs, and Embiid was outrageous throughout. But that win, to me, and the reason why those players, Tobias, Jimmy, and those guys got legs, was the crowd. They fed off the energy of the building.
Yeah, it was playoffs.
Yeah, and they all playoffs. Dug deep, and that portends extremely well.
Yeah, it's playoffs. And these are the minutes. Look at the minutes. See, this is what you're going to see in the playoffs. This is why they could go far in the playoffs. Tobias 37, Embiid 41, Ben 42, Jimmy 37, JJ 32.
Yeah.
That was the minutes allotment from the starters. Scott plays 21 off the bench. Ennis plays 16 off the bench. You know, he's the defensive stopper. Boban 5, and because he's not a matchup in that game, you can't play him. And TJ 9, which is the correct amount of minutes.
And you're going 4 deep on your bench. And look, do we wish the bench was improved? Sure. But that's not the case. When you have that starting 5, that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, but in the playoffs.
And no back-to-backs in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, that's what you do. In the playoffs, mm-hmm. You short your bench.
Absolutely. And that is a benefit to the Sixers. And that starting 5, which, as you have mentioned, is probably the second best starting 5 in the entire league. It just flat out is. By the way, real quick, according to Zach Berman, covers the Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Eagles are nearing a deal on Vinny Curry to bring Vinny Curry back to that defensive line rotation.
Hmm.
So we'll see if that comes to fruition, but
Vinny Curry could
be returning. Yeah. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get
in. Crazy.
It is a basketball day in Philadelphia. It really is.
We got the game started noon today, so it's a rainy day. I want to nestle in, watch the tournament.
Did you get your technical guy out there to make sure all the TVs are tuned up at the house? You're going to have no issues?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have those things smoking by the end of the weekend. It's so much hoops watching. I mean, bless you. Oh, my goodness. That was a great sneeze.
Sorry. I apologize. I was looking at the schedule. So Louisville, Minnesota today is the first game at 12:15.
All right.
Louisville, 10 seed. I like Louisville in the game. Interesting game is LSU, which had all the problems. Will Wade's coach and the FBI against Yale.
Ooh, the Ivy Leaguers.
So that's pretty cool. So that'll be good because Yale play them tough.
Yeah, they always do.
New Mexico State, you want to watch, they're fun. They have a chance to upset Auburn.
I love it.
And that's at 1:30.
How about the tournament start and the Sixers beat the Celtics and the Bucks in the last couple of days?
It's a great time here. We got Philly start next week. And
Bryce got his first hit.
Yeah, Bryce got his first hit.
How about that?
Yeah, it's a great time.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's start with Frankie in Philly. Joins us on the Fnac. How you doing, Frankie?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Frank.
I just wanted to make a quick point. That was a great win last night. I love it. That guy, what do you think about that guy, Rozier? He talked a lot of trash.
Yeah.
He backed it up. You know?
Nah, he's a hell of a player. You saw last week. You know, it was fun. I mean, last year in the playoffs, without Kyrie, he played great ball. Mm-hmm. He's a pain in the ass, but man, he's a player.
An aggressive pain
right,
in the ass.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I said last night he thought the confetti was going to come from the ceiling. Well, kind of down.
He plays good defense. Mm-hmm. You know,
can
he
slash
can shoot the three.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was kind of scared. I'm like, hold up, this guy talks fast. Yeah, he's backing it up, kind of. My second point is, where the hell we get this guy Scott from?
Well, remember, he was part of that trade during the trade deadline.
He got to go, man.
Yeah, the problem is he's going to play a lot of minutes because of the bench. Bench is thin.
Yeah, but he was jacking. He was shooting the air balls.
I know.
I mean, I'm like, where did he get him from? The church league or something? I'm like,
church league.
This guy.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, look, their bench is their bench. That's their
win. And just one thing, last thing. When Jimmy hit that shot, I just thought about you guys. And I was like, I hope they can play the clip from Goodfellas.
Jimmy!
When Ray Liotta was
doing
Jimmy!
Yeah, do it, Andrew!
After the Lufthansa heist.
Right.
Yeah, and he's in the shower. We did it, those sons of blah, blah.
Oh, I thought Frank. About that clip, and I thought about you guys, and I thought about Martinez saying all family business will be handled.
Yes.
It was just a great win, man.
That's, you know what's funny? Because Jimmy Rollins, remember, that started.
That's where it started, yeah.
It started Jimmy Rollins. Jimmy is a great sports name.
Did it?
Like, Jimmy. It's just a great sports name.
Jimmy can shoot. Jimmy can dunk. Let's go to John in the Northeast on the Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, John.
Good to have you back, Ant. I don't know exactly how sick you were, but I know you're fresh as a daisy today.
Oh, my God. I was like, it was the greatest. I was going to miss today.
Nah, I called 3 months ago. And I talked to you about the Boston win, needing the Boston win. I called 2 months ago, a month ago, a couple weeks ago, talking about beating Boston. Like, and it's not about, is Gordon Hayward out? Is, you know, Baines hurt? It doesn't matter. It's about beating that color green.
Yes.
We had to beat that team. We had to do it, and we did it. And, you know, I didn't know how much I loved that team till last night. I mean, I turned on three different TVs in the first half trying to change the mojo. I took a shower at halftime. Like, I was completely losing my mind. Like, I've never been in love with a girl that much. Like, I was completely losing my mind. And I can't talk about the block, but the other really great thing I saw last night was Brett Brown put that awful lineup on the floor in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Boban, TJ, Tobias.
Yes,
and the other, you know, like, and I was screaming at my television, and they got a backcourt violation, and he sat him down on the bench, and it was beautiful. He immediately recognized his mistake, and you didn't see Boban the rest of the game. He got undressed in the first quarter, like he usually does against Fred Stevens, but then he outcoached him the rest of the game.
Yeah, it's a great point. He did. He made some adjustments.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, John. When the second half started, I was a little bit nervous, too, because they come out in the first possession of the second half with a shot clock violation. Nobody seemed to know where anybody was going. I'm going, what? This is not a good look to start the second half.
Like I said, I was losing my mind watching that game, especially in the first half. But I called to talk about the defensive play of the year. I rolled over out of bed at 4:30 this morning. I picked up my phone. I watched it. You have to watch it in slow motion. Watch the replay of Embiid's block on Irving. He's guarding, you know, possibly the best finisher in basketball, who's a foot shorter than him, a lot faster than him. He gets beat for half a step. Irving's ready. His eyes are lit up like he knows the basket's going in. And Embiid reaches back. His body's completely twisted. And swats it with his left hand.
Yeah.
It might be the best defensive play I've ever seen. And as much as we, you know, we all see how generational, whatever word you want to use, he is on the offensive end of the court, he is as generational and whatever word on the defensive end.
You're dead right, John. You're dead right. Thanks.
Here it is.
Here's the play, Ant.
35 seconds to go. 17 to shoot. Here's Irving on a drive into the lane. Gets around Embiid. Embiid blocked it. Morris gets the ball. Morris with a step back shot. That's short. And Embiid pulls down the rebound. Jimmy Butler has it. There's a 3-second differential.
How about that? So, Embiid gets isolated on Kyrie.
He's outrageous, that dude.
Kyrie beats him off the dribble, but then Embiid is somehow able to contort his body to block it. And then the next shot comes up, and Embiid pulls the board.
No, he's, I gotta tell you, I watch him and I see things I've never seen before from a guy. I gotta get Kay up here because I don't understand what your call is about, Kay. Kay?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't get what you're saying about pump the brakes on Joel Embiid.
Why not? I mean, not saying it pumped the brakes totally. I'm just saying in general, everybody's comparing his greatest moment, that last night game, greater than playing the Lakers in the finals. It's kind of ridiculous.
No, it's not. Dude, just when you watch the physical performance that he gave you, that he gives you between Sunday and last night, dude, all kidding aside, you're not impressed by that?
I understand that, but my thing is, he does have 3 all-stars on his team. Iverson was doing that by himself.
Oh, man, come on, dude. You're crazy.
Taking offense to it because it minimizes Iverson.
Honestly, you're crazy. Dude, just calm down for 1 second. I want to talk to you. Because you like the sport, right? You love the sport.
Yeah, I love the sport.
I know you do. Dude, when you see a guy like Joel, like that size, right? That's got that athleticism, that can do everything before, that's got his touch. I mean, I've never seen that before at that size.
I understand that. We get caught up in the now and the present, but we can't wash out what Iverson did back then just because Joel.
Nobody's washing it out.
I'm not, the Celtics in a regular season game.
No. It's not a bad.
I'm hearing everybody comparing. That to a greater moment than Iverson going and taking the Lakers in the overtime in the
You're missing the point. It's not about that moment versus this moment. It's about what he's done the last 2 games. Just the athleticism, the greatness that he has inside him. You watch the game. When you see guys like doing that at his size, when you see that,
Hakeem did it.
Dude, he does it on a different level, man, to the key.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. He's revolutionized. Everybody does it once at a great level by his experience.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
This big man do what I'm doing at an earlier state as Hakeem.
He moves up. Guess what, though?
The mobility, the blocking.
Yeah, but how about this, though? He handles the ball, and he's got more range than the key.
Yeah, but back then the range wasn't important. Michael Jordan scored all those.
It doesn't minimize that he still has better range.
But he does have the range.
He didn't have the range if that was a popular thing back then.
Okay, but
why does it matter?
But he doesn't have the. But he didn't show the range that Embiid shows. That's all.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is my.
I don't know why we're arguing. I don't know why you can't admire it, man.
My point isn't to diminish the Embiid. My point is that we quickly.
Nobody's quickly doing anything.
I gotta let you go, okay?
Nobody's quickly doing anything. We're admiring what we're seeing from a true talent. I mean, if you can't appreciate this talent that Joel Embiid has, you can say whatever you want. You know, listen. I love Hakeem Olajuwon. I grew up watching Hakeem Olajuwon. He did things that were amazing. Great feet. Who was, by the way, he was like 6'9 and a half. And he had Dream Shake and he had that baseline jumper. He don't have the range that Joel Embiid has. And it doesn't matter that wasn't needed back then. Joel Embiid has ridiculous range. He also has a handle that Hakeem doesn't have. He also has the power of a Shaq that Hakeem doesn't have. So he's a blend. He's a freak blend. And my only point is, when you witness this kind of greatness, you got to appreciate it. You saw him dominate Sunday, and you saw him dominate last night. grabbing boards, 21-22 from the line, blocking shots inside a minute to go. I mean, this is truly, he's truly the best player in the league. When he says, I'm the most dominant player in the league, he's right.
I'm the most unstoppable player in the league.
He is.
And he's not even a finished product yet. Let that sink in. He's still young.
It's funny. Go back in the day and people saw him in Kansas. They went, wow, this dude. This dude could be one of the all-time. And this is what you see.
Yeah.
And, remember, he puts these numbers up. He's because of the short gas tag and, the being careful at load management, he doesn't have the luxury of what those other big men had, which is putting up all those numbers. But then you see what he could do against Milwaukee and Boston, and he's showing you he puts up Wilt-type numbers.
Yeah.
He can pull up Wilt-type numbers.
Liam McGettigan tweets in, and he says, think about this. He goes, Embiid can guard Giannis and Kyrie. Let that sink in.
He recovers against Kyrie on the block. Because he's quick enough to recover.
And
that's why he's such
range.
That's why he's such a great rib protector, because he recovers so quickly.
Yeah. And he can put his body in positions that you go, huh? Like that block. I mean, he's contorted in that block and somehow and he doesn't foul him. It's crazy the things that he's able to do.
It's outrageous. He's outrageous. That's why. You could be protective of the AI step over. The point is that, and I said that the Jimmy goes down with the AI step over. Just because of the moment and the pose, not because of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to appreciate what you see.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Enjoy this. This is phenomenal. This is what we've waited for. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It is Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about FanDuel, because college sports fans, listen up, tournament, it is here. And you can get in on all the college basketball madness with FanDuel Sportsbook. Your knowledge of the game and the top teams could pay off for you in a big way. FanDuel, they have more ways to win with spreads, props, and parlays, so it's easy to find the right bet for you. And if you want in on the additional action, you still got some time to create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then make sure you come back and bet every day of the tournament. How about Duke? You going with the number one overall? How about Michigan, Kentucky, Gonzaga? They may be able to make some noise. How about Nova? Well, they could definitely make some noise with Jay. The most exciting time in college basketball, it is here. So get in on the action today and create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then make sure you come back every day and bet on the tournament by going to FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my code Jason. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and enter code Jason. Start getting your bets in now for tournament time and don't miss out on your free bracket. One bracket per user, must be 21 and older. No purchase necessary. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
First of all, I'm glad we got the win. Second of all, this is one of the best defensive players in the league. And third of all, I've been hearing that these guys can guard me better than anybody else, so I just had to come out there and show that I'm the most unstoppable player in the league.
I hear you.
Very good, very good. He's so much fun. You had a great cut. You and I were talking about this during the break. And it's a great question. So, if you had choice of having the best player in any sport, who is it? Now, Embiid, if he's healthy. Now, it's a huge if. Like,
Kevin.
And when we say healthy, we mean available, where you could play him every night, where he's a Madden robot, not a real person, right? But if he was, and he was that guy, because to me, he's the best player of the NBA. If you can play him every night
on the floor,
all those the crazy, like Harden gives you 57, and the incredible Westbrook goes off, and
KD,
Durant, and Steph goes on a shooting display. Like they all have their incredible talent. See, you know, LeBron's still LeBron when he wants to be. Embiid is the most dominant force in the league. He just is. So we haven't had the best player. Think about the times we've had the best or the most dominant force in the league.
Yeah, like on the at that sport on the planet. You go, we've got the absolute best player that walks this planet.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to the early parts of the franchise.
Wilt.
Right, but then if you, I'm just talking about the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you had Bird and Magic were the best players in the league, then Michael.
Yeah.
So Doc was great and incredible, but it took Doc and Moses to win with Andrew and Mo Cheeks to win.
Yeah, and Doc probably still wasn't the best player in the league at that time.
No, he was the most, you know, the most elegant player.
Yeah, sensational player, but he wasn't the best player in the league. It's been very rare where in any of the major sports that we've had the best player in the league for a period of time. If you look at the Sixers, they probably never had, like, Barkley wasn't the best player. Mike was playing. You know, you look at those years. When Iverson was playing, he was a great player, but he wasn't the best player in the NBA. You look in baseball, Schmidt was the best third baseman. That's a little bit more difficult because, but he was the best third baseman ever. But was he the best player in Major League Baseball at that time? Perhaps. Carlton was great. If you look into the Eagles, did they ever have the best player in the NFL? Reggie White? But you wouldn't say he was the best player because he was a defensive lineman.
Well, he was the best defensive player.
Yeah. But if you look at, and maybe the Flyers, when they had Lindros for about a four-year period,
yeah,
he was the most dominant player in that sport in the world. But that's what you may have with Embiid. And again, you bring up the caveat, and it's a big one. Health is a big one, especially for a big man.
Health and availability,
yeah,
right? You know.
But he's that kind of, he's that dominant because he does it at both ends of the floor.
Hey, I marvel at him. I got to tell you, honestly, I love this team. I love watching this team play.
Yeah.
I love watching him play ball.
Well, you love it too. He has throwback elements to him.
Yeah.
So many.
Well, and I'm talking about even the team itself. Like, I was so happy for Ben and that he has a big drive. If he had a drive, he had a finish, and he hits the free throw.
Yeah, that was huge.
Right.
And that was a big bucket, too.
It was huge. It was big. The game was tied. It gives you a 3-point lead.
Let me read you this tweet, and then I'm going to go to him on the phone lines because he's on. And I won't say who it is, but here he goes, late night games in England, there's a tip, leads to rash decisions like buying a Jimmy Butler jersey.
Oh,
I really hope we keep him. Speak to you guys soon. And there's a picture of a Jimmy Butler jersey, the blue one with the stars on the side.
I love it.
And the tags still hanging off it. So you see a game like last night and Jimmy makes the shot and strikes the pose. And that led Sam from England right online to buy a jersey. That's an insta reaction.
That is awesome.
Let's go to him.
Sammy! What do you say, brother?
How you doing, guys? You good?
Yeah, baby.
You broke out the plastic, huh?
Oh, guys. So I woke up, I fell asleep and then woke up with just before the Celtics play when Embiid blocked Irving and then saw the whole thing transpire. And then I was looking online and there's this American reseller store. I had a Butler jersey for like about $65, and I was like, that's cheaper than whatever else is charging, and trying to get it shipped over. So I just bought it at like 2:30 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, as it was.
Great.
So yeah, but I wanted to call you guys straight away. First thing I was like, I'm gonna call you guys because I love speaking to you guys after a big game like that when it's the Birds or the Sixers. But my son, Lou Iverson, who I named after Allen Iverson, when he woke up at 6 a.m. our time, we watched a bit of the game, and a play that I think, from what I've heard anyway, is not many people talking about Ben Simmons' play just before that with the layup and then making the one. I think that's a big play that's gone a bit unnoticed as well.
Well, so you know what was great about too is he was aggressive. He knew he had a lane, right? And he took the drive and then he even hits the free throw.
Exactly, and that's what my son was saying. Like, even he's picked up at, you know, 8 years old in England, that he's like, hey, Ben Simmons made a free throw down, didn't he only get 1 point last year? I was like, yes, he did. Well, so I really brainwashed him into Birds and Sixers. But, and I loved your point about Butler as well. I think that's a really iconic, you know, Iverson is one of my, you know, all-time favourite Philly sports athletes, but that play and then him staring down afterwards which made me buy the jersey. That is an iconic moment, and I think that will go down like the Artisan step over. And I'm so jealous of my guys, Trav and John and Jay from England, who's flying over, that he's flying over for the Bucks game, and I'm glad I'm not there, man. I was there last year at the Cavs game, which was a really good atmosphere, and you guys saying how good, and the morning show and everyone else, how good the atmosphere
yeah,
was last night, man. And I want to be back. Do you know what? I need to win some money on this March Madness. I need you to give some tips daily so I can win some money and fly back over.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
Cash the check.
You got it. We'll give you some tips coming up, in fact, before the game start, probably. That's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that, guys. Well, you guys have a good time. Thanks for taking my call. And just want to say, I want to give a shout out to all the guys on the 76th Street Facebook page who show me so much love and help me keep knowledge with the Sixers and Trav and John.
Oh, it's awesome.
Look after me.
I love Sam. So Sam connected with everybody through the blog. And what is it again? 76?
76th Street. It's a new group that we met on another group that kind of fell apart. And
yeah, Trav Facebook came group page. Yeah.
It like a great chat, and you met through the. They all meet through the chat, and
that's cool.
They became buddies and just talking about the Sixers. I love it.
Hey Sam, wear that that Butler jersey over there, loud and proud, brother.
I will, guys. Cheers. Take care. Bye bye.
There he is, Sam in England.
Sam came over here, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a great time with him. He's good.
How about Butler makes the shot and he goes online and buys the jersey?
Ah, classic.
that's called an impulse buy.
Yes.
But it's a good buy. And seeing what you saw last night, and you've talked about it, that's the reason why Jimmy stays beyond this year. Let's go to Zig in Frankfurt on the Fanatic. What's up, Zig?
What's up, Jason and Drew?
Hey, Zig.
Three concerns and one comment. First concern is, if Ben Simmons get a jumper, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, buddy.
It's over. And if Joel Embiid stop playing around, we got the best two players in the league. Everybody else can forget about it. And my third concern is, Brett Brown fired, because any true coach with this much talent, we putting the clamps on the whole league.
Yeah, give him some time to get together. And I hear you. I mean, I want to see they have the talent to make a deep run, Zig.
Like, I mean, I love to win, but any coach like this with any better coach with this much talent, it's over. Yeah, we're the next conversation in the next decade.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you.
Yep.
I'm with you. That's why there is pressure on Brett to win, and he's got to get. There's got to be a certain threshold.
I mean, you know, at first when Embiid and Joel, Embiid and Simmons, first started, I'm like, but I trust the process. I was there with Roten and Isaiah Thomas, but it's amazing what this team could do. But I just think with a coach. Like somebody like Tisdale, don't worry about the analytics. Just go ahead and pump the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put your foot on them. It's over.
Yeah, I hear you.
You meant Isaiah Cannon, not Isaiah Thomas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you get what I'm saying, though.
No, I know what you're saying. You're a long hard processor, and this is why today you should enjoy, because this is what it was all for. I don't want to worry about all those things.
Yeah.
Look, the referendum on Brett's going to come in the playoffs. But what I know is this, is they beat the Bucks on the road, they beat the Celtics at home, and they're playing their best basketball of the season with this five at the right time of year, and they're going to go into the playoffs, and we all know what they need to do. You said it, it's not rocket science. Jimmy's got to be your closer. And if they do that, then it'll be a long run, and the conversation will be moot.
Yep. I'm expecting with this ability, with this talent, that they go deep. They go far.
Yep.
Like I said, that's why I thought they would win Wednesday night, last night. And they shouldn't be dramatic underdogs. Because they're a better team than Milwaukee.
They have more depth. The starting five's better.
Well, no, Milwaukee has more depth,
Bench depth. Yeah.
Yeah, but their five is elite.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.